Bhagavad Gita is a book of mankind's collected experience of and answers to life's most basic questions. Who I am? From where do I come? What is my purpose and destiny? And most practically, how do I find happiness? These podcasts originate in the lectures of Neil Bhatt, a disciple of Swami Chinmayananda. They are presented here in 20 to 30 minute segments, each covering three of the Gita's 701 verses. Welcome to Gita Wisdom for Daily Living.
We had been discussing chapter 16, Deva-Asura-Sampada-Vibhag-Yoga, the divine and devilish qualities, or the estates. This is the only estate you and I will carry with us when we die. All other estates will remain, but these qualities or tendencies of my mind, which are both as some divine tendencies and some devilish tendencies, I will carry that as my estates. And I'll start from there. And you've seen so far that this divine tendencies will liberate me from my limitations, the veilings on my mind, which is right now is not letting me see the reality as is, that myself and the Supreme Self is one and the same. On the other hand, the devilish qualities or the asuric tendencies, which in reality all it means is it binds me to this manifest world, and therefore I will be more covered with ignorance from my own self. And therefore it is very important for me to understand what are these qualities. So in the beginning we have learnt about all the divine qualities, and they are universal, as we have said. So therefore there is not really much explanation needed. Good to others, I should treat others just as I would like others to treat me. Such divine qualities, if I practice, it will liberate me from my limitations. But more and more I get bound to this world of manifestation. This is me and this is the world. This I want and this I want to avoid. It binds me more and more to this world. And therefore it is very important to understand how this thing works. So we have seen so far that asuric tendencies make people believe that there is nothing more to this world than enjoy this sense gratification or satisfying the desires that I have, the lust that I have. And who knows, because I cannot see what was before my birth and I cannot see what will after my birth, well, let's just consider this life is the only life that I have. And therefore, let's make the most out of this life by hook or crook. So, I have now come to the conclusion that hoarding more and more wealth will make me happy. I will achieve that by any means, any unjust means. Even though I know this is not right, I will go ahead and do it anyway. And once I get into that mode of mind, my situation would be that I will be constantly worried. Chintam aparimeyam cha. I'll be overwhelmed by the worries. I'm always worried about things which I don't have, how to acquire it. Once I acquire it, I'll be always worried about how to safeguard it. So, because just as I took it away from somebody, somebody will take it away from me. So this mode of mind will be constantly be engulfed by these worries. But then at the same token, my ego will start rising into its power and start thinking, look, I have acquired this. Who else is like me? These are the natural tendencies of my ego. Once I accomplish something, I start thinking nobody else could have done, but I did it. So the last few verses which you have seen is the mode of my mind. Even if success is something is very difficult to digest or to become worthy of it, because success can intoxicate you with wrong thoughts. Instead of getting you to the higher level by whatever you have learned or whatever you have achieved, it sometimes brings you down. And if you fall into that category, what happens is what we have seen in last few verses, which basically say, Adyaha Abhijan Vanasme. I am rich. Once I have acquired the wealth, because I thought that's my security, that will give me happiness. I now forget that why I acquired this wealth, but it starts giving my ego a boost and say, look, I am rich. So now I'm associating myself with my riches. I start thinking I am my car. My car is me. I expand my identity not just to me as the body, mind and intellect, but now all the possessions that I have. So my identity is incomplete without my possessions. Me minus my possessions is nothing now. Therefore, I think I am rich. Abhijan vanasmi. I am well born. And konyo asti sadrusho maya. Who is there who is like me? These are the side effects of success. Success is something obviously very necessary for you to do what you need to do. But if that success only associate with why I wanted to achieve this, then it's not really that big of a problem. But when I start associating with my ego, then all these side effects will kick in. So now what I'm doing, even the thing which I'm doing good, instead of giving me good results, give me actually wrong results. So, yakshe dashyami modishya, I am making the sacrifice. Sacrifice is something you make so that you become more humble. But now I'm making sacrifice which makes me more arrogant. Then look, I am making sacrifice. Other people are not doing it. Dashyami, I am giving this donation. Donation is something is for you to get rid of more of your ego. But it actually gives you, boost your ego more that I am making donation. So the things which are supposed to be giving you the right results and now start giving you the wrong results. Bhagavan said that this asurik sampattis, you need to be very careful in understanding that what are its evil effect on your mind and yourself. Iti agnana vimohitaha, once you are deluded, they get these wrong results even from the right actions. Anek chitta vibhranta mohajala samavrataha. Why all these things happening to them? Because they are anek chitta vibhranta. They are bewildered by many fancy. They have all different kinds of fancies about what they are going to achieve, what their capabilities are. I can do this and I can also do that. I tell all the time that if you are in one profession, you always like to start thinking that something associated with it, also I can do it. Most architects start getting into development and investment and real estate and all that. You know. Because everybody comes to ask me how to do this, why don't I do myself and also make money? And in the end, every architect who has tried has failed. Because that's not your really expertise or nature. You're good at something, that's why you became something. But this fancy of mine, which says, I can do this, I can also do this, I have achieved this, I can also accomplish this, I can also do that. Aneka chitta vibhranta, moha jala samavrataha, because they are entangled into the snare of moha, delusion. This moha is simply my mind just cannot see the value of things and beings as they are. So I start associating more and more values where they don't belong, including on my own self, my own abilities. So I'm completely entangled into it. Prasaktaha kama bhogesho. We know how the addiction works. Once I get something, I want to get it again and again. My Starbucks example, first time I have the Starbucks coffee, it's not an addiction. The second time and a third time and after that, how can you live without it? Prasaktaha kama bhogesho. Once I start enjoying the sense gratification, more and more I get addicted to it. Patanti narake ashucho. These unclean minds, people with this unclean intentions, they fall into the naraka, hell. When things don't go right for us and we start worrying about it and start losing sleep over that, what is it? It's falling into hell. Other people may think you are doing very well, but if you ask yourself how you are doing, Are you enjoying meal? Of course not. Because 18 things are going right in my life, but these two are not letting me enjoy those 18 things which are going right for me. So where me living? Not in heaven, but in hell. From outsider's perspective, I may be doing very well. My perspective, therefore you read the stories about people, the hedge fund manager, they'll be billions and not even millions, and still they're suffering through. He's under investigation, going to jail. If money was the only object which was going to make him happy, he wouldn't be living in this situation. Patanti narake asuchau. With that unclean intentions, pursuing the goals of satisfying their desires, instead of giving them joy which they were seeking from those endeavors, they fall into this hell. Atma sambhavitaha, stabdaha. Now other people can see that I think he's doing wrong. He's going to get hurt by this thing. But I don't see myself. I'm suffering, but I'm still continuing. In Gujarat, there is a saying, say, Haryo Jugari Bamanu Rame. A gambler who is losing, he puts double the stake. You know why? Because he thinks the next time I can make it up. And this is really true. Stock market, forget about gambling. Stock market. People put money, the stocks go down. He says, oh, now this is the time to get in. He puts more money into it. There was a company I was designing a headquarter in Charlottesville called Value America. I don't know any of you remember, but 2000, it was a rising company, internet bubble at the peak, and they hired me to design their headquarter in like June or July, and they had 600 people. And then they told me that by December we had 1,000 people. So we had to design 1,000 people. And this building has to be completed by end of next year or so. We are rushing to do that. And then just before the end of the year in December, I get a call and say, Neil, send your invoice as quickly as possible because tomorrow the company may not be there. So anyway, the company was in a stock market. The IPO was $35. And then by the time I got involved, about 15. And then when they called me, it was about like $4. I said, got to be this good. No matter how much. $4? Well, at least put $4,000. So I put 1,000 shares at $4. I said, well, I've seen that all the setup and those computers and all that. It's more than what they are saying. Well, the $4, then it eventually became 20 cents and eventually became zero. Even though I knew things are going down, I thought, there's got to be a better deal. That's because we're atma sambhavita, we're overconfident about our own ability to think what reality is. Atma sambhavita, tabdaha, stubborn. Everybody else said, oh, I understand this thing better than you. Sabdaha. Dhanamanam adanvitaha, they're filled with pride and intoxication by their own achievement. No matter what the other people see, what I'm doing, which is dangerous, I don't say it myself. Yajante nama yagnehi te dambhena avidhi purvakam. I want to do right things. I have done this thing because I think this will help me doing right thing. But I got completely distracted by my ego. It has affected my ahankar so much. Then now, when I am doing the right thing, as I say, the sacrifice, I'm doing it just in the name of it. It's not truly a sacrifice anymore. And I'm doing everything else. It's giving a donation, showing off what I'm doing right for the community services, all that I'm doing it for the namesake only. If you don't put my name in this, I'm not interested. I will be making donation as long as you make me board member. So my now thinking has gone completely in a wrong direction. I understood before when I didn't have all this wealth that all this yagnas and dan and what I have to sacrifice and services is for my own good to purify my own self. But with all this achievement of my wealth, I have started thinking other way around. And therefore, Now I am doing all the things avidhipurvakam, not in a right manner. So avidhipurvakam does not mean that I go to temple and I don't do the pradakshina in the right direction. But avidhipurvakam is the purpose for which I am supposed to do that. I am not completely forgotten. And I am doing it in a way that it gives me a wrong results. Yajna and dana, when I do it, it should purify my mind and lighten me up. Instead of it makes me feel, look, nobody has done this puja like me before. I am the one who could do it. We organized it. We did. So instead of helping me reduce my ego, it boosts my ego and starts giving me completely wrong results. Ahankaram balam darpam. Things which I wanted to get rid of. Things which binding me to this limitedness is my ahankar. That ahankar, aham kartru iti ahankar, that things that I am doing it, binds me to this limited self. And then it binds me to this interaction with this world, not let me recognizing my supreme potential. And therefore, now I am ahankaram balam darpam kamam krodham chasam sritaha. All the wrong things which I wanted to get rid of, which gives me pain, which gives me this limited sense of being, is now part of me. Ahankar, the ego. I am the doer. I accomplish this thing. I am doing this. I am mighty. Balam. I am mighty. I have this power. Darpam, haughtiness. And kamam, krodham cha sansritaha. I have taken refuge in this for my own happiness. I should be taking refuge as per all the wisdom in this world. If I rely on just my own self, that's where the happiness lies. Happiness does not lie outside. Happiness does not lie in my accomplishment. Happiness lies in me getting rid of my ego. But now I am taking refuge in my ahankar, my strength, my lust and my anger as my tools to get me happiness. Mamatma aparadehesu pradishvanto abhisuyakaha. And they hate me, the Lord, in their own bodies and in the others. In other words, they are not recognizing the presence of that one underlying unity. And therefore now they cannot love others. They hate others and not recognizing that the same self they have is the same self in the others. When they hate others, they're hating themselves. So I now like my ego, but not the self which is empowering the ego to function. So therefore Bhagavan says, in this way, they're hating me. Me, the all-pervading Lord, which has all the power to give him happiness. He is not relying on that, but he is relying on this ego. And therefore he is hating me in himself and in others. Because any time if somebody says that the same Lord is everyone, I say, well, I really don't need to get into that. Because it has not been proven. That is not going to give me more wealth. This is not going to give me more power. More and more I rely on this ahankar, more and more I am getting away from my real self. And therefore Bhagavan says, they hate me in their own bodies and the bodies of the others. We'll stop right here.
Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kaschid Dukkha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shantihi, Shantihi, Shantihi. Harihi Om, Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.